Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, the 9.8 version. This is just the start of November, so nothing exciting is going on in the world at all, just MagHub release information. And I am joined by always Zach Gilbert, our marketing director. Say hello to the Jugheads, Zach.
Hello, Jugheads.
That is the name. I think that was his name. I always forget her name. Oh man, what a crazy time it is right now. But it's a beautiful fall day, and I know this is your favorite season. I mean, despite everything that's going on, it couldn't be more beautiful. Am I right or am I right? Or am I right?
You are right.
Yeah. I know, it's a great time of year for us. I think very exciting for the release. I get to go outside. I get to go golfing one more time this weekend. Like, golf courses are just swamped because it's like 70 degrees in Michigan. So it's going to be too bad the sun sets at like 1 p.m. But do you have any plans for this beautiful summery fall weekend?
I have a lot of plans for this weekend. One is I am going... What am I doing this weekend? I am recording my podcast episode this weekend so I can get caught up. I am doing a podcast interview. I am playing some games with some friends out of state. And then I'm helping a coworker move a fridge this weekend.
So first of all, that obviously is not me as a coworker, because if you're stealing my fridge, that would be something to me. But the sad reality is that is when it's supposed to be like, I don't know, whatever, 60, 70 degrees, it's sunny this weekend. It sounds like you're spending most of your time inside. What is wrong with you? Get out there. Get some leaf peeping in. Get that peeping in.
I have peeped enough in this leaf season, and I will have the windows open, and it'll be comfortable, and maybe I'll sit outside and enjoy a little sun before I go back into my dungeon, and I am perfectly happy with that. I am ready for snow, personally.
Oh my God, you're the worst. Sorry. We can agree on one thing that both of us will probably do this weekend or today. Cause I know we're big fans of both of these shows. Cause it's Friday, which means that the Great British Baking Show has an episode now on Netflix. And so does the new, episode of Mandalorian. So I was wondering, how did you feel about the first episode of Mandalorian? We have not talked about that yet.
Oh man, I was extremely happy with the first episode of season 2. I thought it was terrific. It was my favorite. I was so happy.
You gotta love some Timothy Oliphant. Everyone loves Timothy Oliphant. Nobody knows why they love Timothy Oliphant, but you just gotta love him.
Probably because the name Oliphant.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Deadwood. It's good in that. I never saw Justified, which I pretty much think is the same show from what I understand of it. But I know, like, I mean, he's just some sort of, so basically in this same thing too, he's some sort of kind of just, you know, little town sheriff guy. Like that is, he is typecast.
It is.
Slightly different time frames, but it's all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Yeah, no, I thought it was very good. Obviously the British Baking Show, which of right now, if you had to choose, you could only watch one. Would it be Mandalorian of a British Baking Show? I assume so.
Ooh. No, I think actually I would do Great British. I've looked forward more to Great British Baking Show. So although I normally would choose Mandalorian, I gotta go with GBBO. I think it's way more fun. I enjoy this season. I think this is one of my favorite seasons. I'm not as happy about, you know, the hosts as much personally. I love Noel, but still not sold on the Matt Lucas train yet, but I would still choose GBBO right now. There you go. Shocker.
Yeah. I think in some ways I do too, just cause my wife, we watch that together. That's kind of our, like, she works a lot of nights. So like, that's usually our Friday relax thing. Whenever we can find that hour to watch a show together, she's not as into the Mandalorian. She doesn't believe that this is the way. And so even though I know we haven't gotten caught up too much on it, but and I haven't watched this week's episode, so no spoilers on that, but I know, you know, both of us were pretty disheartened about who left recently. That was hard to take.
Yes.
So, you know, we're moving on from that, moving on to different, better, bigger, brighter things, which leads me to talk about the 9.0 release. So, coming up, obviously, we have our 9.8 release. There's actually a fair amount of fun, interesting things in this one after kind of last release was more transition-y. So with 9.8, one of the big items, it's been going, talked about for a long time. The day is finally here. It has finally been decided. The votes are in. The dashboard is the overall number of dashboard now. The old dashboard is gone. A lot of the old pages are now gone. So we are not going to, you're not going to be able to get to the old dashboard anymore. We have a couple tweaks left to do on it. The biggest one, making the public dashboard a view only. So that is something that will be done as part of this. But all of the dashboard migrations have happened. We have all the widgets. We added a translation doc to help people who still might be migrating over to find those items. We've got a lot of additional requests for what more people want to do to it. And that's great. And one of the reasons we did this is because it gives us a lot more flexibility to do even more with it. Like, I know one of the open items we have to do is, like, the sales team activity calendar. We're going to remove that page, so we need to make sure that the calendar, you can do things like do multi-selective reps and see order data on it. So there's a bunch of things we would still like to do with the dashboard. It's not that we're done with the dashboard. It's really the beginning of the dashboard. We're just moving on in our lives. So that's one big item there, too. One of the other big things, too, in this release, and last release, and actually coming up the next one, is we've had a good amount of our customers who have wanted to kind of, you know, fund reprioritization things in our system. So there's things that we always think about doing. They're on the backlog. And when customers really, really want that, they want it now, we do offer that as a service to be like, okay, we'll quote it out exactly how it'll work. And put some of those things in the system. So you'll see a fair amount of those over the next few releases. A couple of those regarding subscriptions. So I think some of the changes we're making on subscriptions this release to make it more in the user's control to pick the next issue. I know it's been an item that people have talked about for a while. So now it's really under control of the user. So I know that's going to help our support team because they're not going to have to try to explain it. And then if you have issues that kind of are not in a typical calendar, that would have problems. So I think that'll help. I think being able to create a subscription and bill it right away will help people streamline it for those who like are on the phone with a customer, charge the card. That will be helpful. Stop banging the table. And then we've also integrated with a new payment processor, Braintree, which is a PayPal company. So if you use PayPal now and you know you maybe you don't like Authorize or you're looking at different processors, Braintree is now an option to use for credit card processing. So that's something that we've done as well, along with credit cards. I know that our internal team, finance team, has been waiting for this for a while, is the credit card expiration changes. So that is, again, if your credit card is about to expire and you're a customer, you'll be notified on a cadence that says your credit card is going to expire. Please update it. And then when you do it, it'll update invoices and orders. We'll also do an internal thing to let your finance person know, here's a list of all the credit cards that are expiring, and here are any orders or invoices those are tied to. So, if again, that's going to affect your prepayment ability because you can't auto-charge your card because it'll fail. You'll know it, and you can either communicate to that customer, update the credit card, again, make sure that they're aware, update their credit card. So that's been the big part of that release as well. We've also had some kind of little things in the release that I know people well, like as far as you can be able to keep the same ticket status when you're updating things in bulk. We've also changed it so when you are updating things like in bulk, if you're updating dynamic attributes on the contact search, company search, those will now affect the automation because we all have plans that we want to do in automation in the next few releases, and that was kind of one of the first things of that we want to do. So basically, if you bulk update 100 contacts that have attribute XYZ, that will then trigger the automation workflow to maybe send an email or send a to-do or whatever things you can think about that you'd really like to see happen. So, you know, those are some of those other items that we'll have in there. We've also made it so you can add lost reasons to all the different things that get deleted in the season, whether an opportunity or 100% order, whatever that is, you can keep track of that reason, search by that reason, to your heart's content. So, you know, those are, again, some of those bigger items that we have that are going into this release. I think, you know, again, the thing that will affect people the most is obviously going to be the dashboard and making sure that you have everything on the dashboard. I think the subscriptions, for those who use subscriptions or have been interested in it, is also going to be something that will, you know, help with that process and maybe make things a lot more clear in the system. But, you know, those are a lot of the big things. And then there's, you know, as usual, all the little additions that are going to be in the release notes that, you know, maybe I didn't mention and will probably be the most exciting to some people that I, you know, excited to one, not so much to the others. Who knows? But I don't know, Zach, if you have any thoughts about this release, what type from the webinar, what you think will really, I don't know, gets you ready for release 9.8.
I'd say this release is actually quite large. It had a lot of stuff in it, and there's a lot of small things as well as big things. And I know we're doing a lot of custom development, which is always cool. You know, it's a lot of good stuff happening there. That crowdsourcing mentality of getting people to fund changes in the system for their benefit is pretty cool. Like the new dashboard, obviously, we've already talked about that. So I'm not going to go further into that. I also like the dynamic attributes showing up in the mail merge templates. That's nice.
Oh,
nice.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, so that's obviously if you have a tag that you want to put into a mail merge to help the personalization of it. So basically, you can create as many tags as you want. And I know there's already been a couple requests to expand on that. Yeah, since the webinar. So is that the one you're most excited in then? Your mail merge tags? You marketer.
I know, right. Shame on me. Yeah. I like it.
But yeah, I mean, I think with that and the custom dev, it's always important. Like, you know, people be like, well, you know, people are going to benefit it. Why should I have to pay for it? Again, it's a lot of it is we get a lot of requests, and I mean, I'm not going to say 100% of them. Some of them are out there, but almost all of them, you know, Peter's excited. He's drumming up for this release too. Most of the requests are totally valid, make perfect sense. And if we had unlimited time and resources, we try and get to all of them. But that's why it's important. Like if someone really wants to do it, we talk with them. We work through. We usually kind of eat some of the cost if we think it will benefit other customers along the way. But, you know, there's things that we had to push off that I know other customers were interested in getting for some of the other things. Obviously, I apologize for the noise. My family and I think we're all past tests so far. We've been in quarantine for 2 weeks, so it's been a fun 2 weeks for me. So kids are very excited right now. Just ate lunch, so I apologize for that noise. But, yeah, I mean, there's some other things, too, that we were looking to get to that are going to be pushed off the next release. The update to project task page, which I know I'm really excited about. See, I got bumped. That's going to move to the next release. I think people are going to be really excited to see that and things that it can move to. We have started building out, we're looking into our HubSpot integration, which I know is Zach's favorite thing in the world. That's another big part of it. There's a deferred revenue report that I've been dreaming about for months. Maybe it'll happen this release. I'm not sure. So, you know, we do have a lot of exciting things planned, things that we've discussed that maybe got moved back a little bit. Dark mode, I hear, could be making a return, a Mandalorian type of return, because that's one of the things we made in change in this release is we made something that could lead to dark mode. So we have a lot of exciting things to close out the year. But exciting time. Oh, and I'm looking at my cat. So I'll jump into the cat facts right now as I look at this cat that I want to murder. Did you know that cats can get diabetes, not to have diabetes, and then have diabetes return? Because that happened to my cat. So, oof. My cat is now back on insulin, and he's trying to eat the leftovers of my children's meal. So I'm going to move this over to make sure he does not do that. So that's a cat back for the day. Cat diabetes just comes back all the time. I don't know if that happens in humans or not, but, you know. So if anyone still wants my cat, just send me a box with holes in it, and I will ship the cat to you. And this is at the point where Zach says something about how I'm not serious, but I'm serious.
you covered it well.
Oh, okay, perfect. The holes in there. but think about so. Oh, all right, sorry. Gaining my process there. Is there anything you want to say right now, Zach, while I get my composure back?
Sure. So we are having a Digital MagHub University in early December. I will make this known, so make sure everybody's listening to this. If you've gone to a MagHub University in the past, you probably should not attend this one. This is definitely made for beginners. We've gotten feedback from times having a MagHub University where people say, like, wow, this is really basic. I already knew this. This is kind of along the same path. It's going to be very basic. This is for new users, new people on MagHub, and new clients. You'll all find benefit from this. Like I said, we are going to be doing that a little bit. It'll be a small fee compared to actually paying to attend digital or at MagHub University in person. Obviously, we're doing digital for safety. We will have more stuff coming out through Pendo and through email in the next coming weeks. So stay tuned if you want to send some new users to that. Yeah, and some of the money will go to charity as well, just like we've been doing. So that's pretty much all I had.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll add to that part too is, you know, the other thing that I get it is, you know, new users, or if you set up your system like 3, 4, 5 years ago and you haven't looked at any of that stuff in a long, long time, we've had customers get a lot of benefit out of that. So yeah, if you've been in it recently, you're set up, you're rock and rolling, it's not as built for you, but it really is like an overview, especially if you hire someone new on the admin side who's trying to get comfortable with how things get set up or how the system works. That's good. But yeah, if you're looking to get new, like the newest things out of it, not so much. All right. I got to go help my son. But before I do that, I have to get my movie trivia question in there. And here's one question. Has anyone ever actually been able to sign in to HBO Max before?
Yes.
You know, I mean, okay, so I still can't get HBO Max. Like, I don't understand it. I have Roku. I guess that's the problem. Like, is HBO Max real? Is it real?
It is real. It okay. is real.
Because one of the things I was looking forward to seeing, and actually my son right now, he wants me to help him with the Witch on the Broom book that we're playing with, is I wanted to watch the new Witches movie. And I don't know, I feel like you would like that type of movie. Are you a Witches movie fan?
It's actually funny. So I have never actually heard about Roald Dahl's Witches movie until a couple weeks ago. My wife actually's like, I hated this movie when I was a kid. This one terrified me. They're so creepy. Oh, yeah. And I was like, I've never heard of this. And now I've seen it everywhere now. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I was a big fan of the Witches movie as a kid. It is creepy. And like, so my sister-in-law and my wife are really into like scary movies, and Peter is too. And so they love that movie growing up as a kid. And they're always like, is it too soon to have Pete watch it? I'm like, yes, it's too soon to have Pete watch The Witches. That movie is terrifying. But, you know, in the new one, I know that they were a little bit upset when the new one is brought in because, like, you know, I feel like Anne Hathaway, I like Anne Hathaway, but I think she's polarizing a bit. And I also think when you have a classic film like that, it's hard to replace that type of person. So, you know, sure. I know Anne Hathaway, and there's a bunch of things going on, so I'm looking forward to watching it. But I'm going to make this question real simple. Real easy for the trivia is, who was the original Grand High Witch? The original, the OG, the one that, you know, no matter who they picked to be the new person, people were going to reject it because she was just so good. So that's going to be the trivia question. I hope to see the new witches somehow if HBO Max ever comes to Roku or is a real thing. I still don't think it is. And I know John Oliver makes fun of the fact that no one could find it on last week night, but just tweet at us at MagHub. Who was the OG Grand High Witch from the movie The Witches? And that's all I got. I'm going to go try and parent for a little bit.
Good luck with that, Tom.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for listening. Have a great rest of your November. And happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you after turkey time.